makers of X-Lax present Strange as It Seems. Another Strange as It Seems program brought to you by X-Lax, the original chocolated laxative. Tonight, you will hear the truth about the road to Mandalay. And here's another truth we want you to hear right now. It isn't necessary to take a harsh, nasty-tasting mixture when all you need is a good, reliable laxative. Millions of people have learned that taking a laxative can actually be pleasant. You see, X-Lax tastes just like delicious chocolate. But taste is only one of its virtues. Its mildness, gentleness, its effectiveness make it the perfect laxative. Incidentally, the price is a pleasure, too, since X-Lax costs only 10 cents a box.
London pays rent to the king. London, the largest city in the world, is tied to her glorious past by the bonds of tradition. The roots of London are so deeply embedded in traditional customs that the simplest action is preceded by pageantry dating back to medieval times. At the London Law Courts, once each year, the city solicitor, a solemn-looking gentleman clad in formal robes and white barrister's wig, walks up to another dignified gentleman who is called the King's Remembrancer. The city solicitor represents London. The King's Remembrancer represents the Crown. In his hands, the solicitor carries a large tray on which is piled a hatchet, a bill hook, some horseshoes, and several horseshoe nails. This motley assortment is accepted by the King's Remembrancer. After a formal exchange of bows, the city solicitor walks solemnly away once more. Ask the solicitor what all this ceremony means.
I beg your pardon. May I speak to you a moment?
Certainly, sir.
Could you tell me what ceremony was taking place just then?
Oh, I was paying the rent.
Rent? For what?
For some land which the city rents from the king.
Well, does the king own all the land in London?
Hardly. He owns practically none of it.
Where is the land?
I've no idea, sir.
But you can't sell something you haven't seen.
They say that one place is on the moors of Shropshire. For that, the city pays the king a billhook and a hatchet. For the other piece of land, the city pays the horseshoes and the nails.
Where is that other land?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I have never asked. Even if I did ask, no one could tell me because no one knows.
Then why keep paying rent?
My dear sir, we have been doing it for 700 years. It would be most undignified and unsporting to stop the ceremony now. I hope I have succeeded in answering your questions. Good day, sir.
Strange as it seems, such a ceremony actually takes place every year in London. Whether the dignified members of the transaction appreciate its humor is not known. The Road to Mandalay.
By the old Malmine Pagoda, looking eastward to the sea, there's a pearl-a-colour sitting, and I know she thinks of me. For the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells, they say, come you back, you British soldier, come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear their paddles sunken from Rangoon to Mandalay?
while the flying fishes play. And the dawn comes up like thunder out of China across the bay.
Rudyard Kipling's famous poem, Mandalay, has done more to immortalize British India and Burma than any other single piece of literature. It is Kipling who has woven a net of romance and glamour around the old Mulmain pagoda looking eastward to the sea, who has put the breath of life into the age-old love story of the soldier and his golden-skinned Burma girl who is waiting for him. How many of us are not thrilled when we hear his stirring words, "The dawn comes up like thunder out of China, across the bay." India, land of fabulous wealth, where the Shalimar winds through forests of ebony and gardens of jasmine, and lotus buds float on those cool waters where we used to dwell. But there is another India, an India soaked with the blood of British soldiers who perished in the Cawnpore massacre and the Black Hole of Calcutta. This is the land where the best is like the worst, where there ain't no Ten Commandments and a man can raise a thirst. In one poem, Mandalay, Kipling has shown us the essence of the romantic, dangerous lands of India and Burma. But strange as it seems, the flying fishes do not play on the road to Mandalay, as it is 200 miles away from the sea. The old Mulmain pagoda does not look eastward to the sea, as it is many leagues from Mandalay. Dawns coming out of the Indian Ocean could not possibly come out of China across the bay, as China lies to the north. The fatal roulette game. Lady Luck plays strange favorites. She is kind to a few, cruel to many, and seldom your friend for very long. But on Monsieur Le Bon of France, she played the unkindest trick of all. It is at Nice. Within the casino, men and women are clustered around the gambling tables. Women with faces a little too white. Men with faces a little too bitter. All of them are courting Lady Luck. Roulette wheels are spinning. Listen.
12 red wins.
Are you going to try your luck, Monsieur Le Bon? Or are you just watching?
Mais oui, Pauval. I am going to play here at the 1,000-franc table. Will you join me?
I think not, but I shall watch you for a few moments.
Pauval, mon ami, I have a peculiar feeling that tonight of all nights, I am destined for a great adventure. All day long, I have felt it so.
Yeah, ma bleu.
Alors, mon brave, if you will not join me, I must sit alone to woo the elusive Lady Luck.
17 black wins.
At last, 17 has won. At last. And you fool, you did not play it.
Yes, 17 has won, just as I had despaired of it.
Mais bien. Since you have no more money, monsieur, hail and farewell.
Wait, monsieur.
Pardon, madame. If you will remove your fur, I could sit here.
Oh, bonsoir. I shall be glad to move my fur, monsieur. Sit down, monsieur. Sit down.
Thank you, madame.
I suggest you place your counter on number 17, monsieur. If you win, you will have both money and the lady. Goodbye.
Well, Le Bon, why not try your luck on 17? Oh, eh bien, why not? I will do so. On number 17, she goes.
Bien, va bleu.
Ah, thank you, monsieur. I bring you good luck.
17
black days again. 17. Marvelous, Le Bon. Luck is with you. You have won 35 francs.
Oh, monsieur. For me, you will play again? Oh, s'il vous plaît. Ah, look, croupier. He places his hand to his forehead. He means to play all his counters on the same number.
Lebois, do not be too hasty. Remember, luck changes. Do not pyramid your bet.
Yeah, up here.
Very well. If you choose to preserve dignified silence, do so. Lose your money if you wish.
17 black peas again.
They come
Oh, monsieur, you are indeed a gambler. But come, let us leave now before your luck changes.
Yes, Lebois, come now. You have won 1,000,000 francs. Lebois, why do you not answer me? What is the matter?
Monsieur, you serious to play again? But you have won over 1,000,000 francs. You cannot continue like this. There is not enough money in the casino to pay you.
Monsieur, come with me. Do not be stubborn. Come now, you have made a fortune. Monsieur. Monsieur, speak to me.
Madame, what is the matter? What is wrong with my friend Lebois?
Mon Dieu. Mon Dieu. He is dead.
Dead?
He is dead.
Impossible.
Couvier. When he put his hand to his head, we thought he meant to play his winnings on the same number. But it was the last movement he ever made. A dead man has brought in the bank. A dead man has ruined you.
Strange as it seems, but true. A dead man won over 1,000,000 francs at a gaming table in Nice. The casino refused to pay. His widow filed suit, saying that his heirs should receive the money. Who was right, the casino or the dead man's widow?
Mandalay, China, and add India and South Africa too, and practically every other place in the world that Kipling or any other writer wrote about, wherever you go, wherever you are, you'll find a certain little world-famous blue box. The X-Lax box, known everywhere from Chicago to Shanghai, from Canada to the South Pole. X-Lax is the world's favorite laxative. Londoners find it milder, gentler, more effective, pleasant to take, and so do South Africans. Bird took X-Lax with him on his expedition to the South Pole. But this isn't a geography lecture. It is simply a suggestion to you that the next time you need a laxative, you do try X-Lax. See for yourself how mild it is, how gentle, yet how effective. Let your own taste find out how pleasant it is, just like delicious chocolate. X-Lax is gentle to your pocketbook, too. A box costs only 10 cents at any drugstore. Edgar Allan Poe is considered by many to be one of the greatest geniuses that America has produced. He is a master of horror. Listen to the next Strange as It Seems broadcast and hear his amazing Tale of the Raven. You will also go to China and witness a wedding. There is nothing strange about a wedding, but in this case, you see a lovely little Chinese girl married to a rooster. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. The Normandy can be floated in a barrel of water.